Now, near Earlsfield train station, there is a really good Thai restaurant. Never been there myself, but I'm told that the food is delicious. And since it's been recommended to me on good authority, I'm happy to recommend it to you. There is a problem, though. Suppose you, acting on my recommendation, booked some tables there for perhaps for your birthday party, invited all your friends, your colleagues, your family, all to this party. But you didn't know, because I hadn't told you, that this was London's only heavy metal vegan Thai restaurant. And your party was just a total disaster, because throughout it there was loud heavy metal playing, and the only food available was boiled beetroot. Well, if that happened, I think you'd be pretty annoyed with me for recommending it. And I would feel desperately let down by the person who'd recommended it to me in the first place, such that I passed it on to you. Well, that in a nutshell is what has just happened to Moses. It wasn't a heavy metal vegan Thai restaurant, but the point is similar. You see, Moses, acting on God's advice that we saw last week, to go and tell the people about God rescuing them, has been to the leaders of the Israelites, has told them that they should trust God to rescue them. So they followed his recommendation. They put their trust in God. But then disaster. God didn't rescue them at all. If you read the first half of chapter 5, not only did he not rescue them, but when they went to Pharaoh, Pharaoh turned around and made things worse. Pharaoh clamped down on the Israelites, and the leaders of the people were furious with Moses for ever recommending God's rescue to them. And Moses, not surprisingly, feels let down